Listen to the song, the wheels are a-humming, it's a big train.
Big train.
Listen to the song, the wheels are a-humming, it's a big train.
Big train.
Listen to the rhythm as she moves along, it's a sound I love, it's a happy song. Keep on, keep a-rolling, rolling, big train.
Big train.
Keep on, keep a rolling and a rolling, big train.
Big train.
Keep on, keep a moving and a rolling, big train.
Big train.
I've been gone away too long. I wrote my baby, I'm coming home. Keep on, keep a rolling, rolling, big train.
Big train.
We'll soon be where we're going, big train.
Big train.
We'll soon be where we're going, big train.
Big train.
Gonna stand at the station, see you pull away. A few more miles and I'll be home to stay. Keep on, keep a rolling, rolling, big train.
Big train.
Keep on, keep a moving and a rolling, big train.
Big train.
Keep on, keep a rocking and a rolling, big train.
Big train.
I've been gone away too long. I wrote my baby, I'm coming home. Keep on, keep a rolling and a rolling, big train.
Big train.
Yes, keep on, keep a moving and a rolling, big train.
Big train.
Keep on, keep a rocking and a rolling, the big train.
Big train.
That made me feel kind of good. I haven't heard that for a while.
Good thing, good thing.
Yes. I played another Tommy Fail. I played you two Tommy Fails before, and I always thought I played this already. And as we were digging through the records, what shall we start the show with? I found this, and I thought it's a good choice. And you know why? Because it's on the Choice label. Big Train, beautiful.
He said, I had no choice in that decision.
That's right.
He had the choice in his hand.
Big Train. Welcome back. It's Gully Gush OG again.
Yippee.
Number 14. 14. We were on a holiday in between. That's why I was a little delayed right now. We didn't go with a big train. We went with the smallest car in the world.
A smart car.
Does anybody know smart cars, you listeners? This is a thing that's got just two seats. It's the ugliest thing in the world. But two people can go on holiday with it.
In Europe, it's a big thing. It's a small car.
This is really good. We used no gasoline at all. This is a crazy thing. I think 2 liters of gasoline on 100 kilometers.
My first time to the Ostsee after 16 years living here. So close.
Baltic Sea. It's kind of an obvious choice for a German holiday to go to, but it was kind of nice.
It was really nice.
Yes. And even got sunburned.
Yeah, talking about smart cars, this is something you don't see in the U.S. As far as I'm...
You're driving tanks over there.
Well, especially in Texas, the bigger the wheels, the better. Yeah. My mom always made the joke, whoever's driving these trucks with the wheels as big as a...
I drive the smart car to hide my huge penis.
Yeah. Exactly. My mom's like, well, they're making up for something over there, aren't they? So we did not take a big train. We took a small car.
Yes.
But since we're in the train mood, I thought I'd play another train song, Lonesome Train by Johnny Bond on a major label, Columbia.
It's pretty good.
It's a sweet little...
Johnny Bond. I wanted to get a copy of Johnny Bond's version of All I Can Do Is Cry. And I don't know, for All I Can Do Is Cry being one of the monster classics, like Wayne Walker, the original, the more I hear Johnny Bond's version, the more I think, man, this is really, really great. But we don't have that right now, but we have.
I love how you announce things we don't have to play.
I love to announce things. I'd love to have, by the way, we'd like to have a copy. It worked before.
Put it out into the universe somehow.
Yes, the
record gods will deliver.
Yes, maybe it's raining records.
So... can I play my record now?
It's your choice now.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Here we go. Johnny Bond, Lonesome Train.
Lonesome train, I hear you moaning. You're a long sleep full of black and top the frame. Your engineerman wears a black tuxedo, and he pulls no special boats for wealth or fame.
Have you seen your undertaker lately? Have you asked about the fare to Nevermore? Has your past returned yet from the cleaners? You'll have to wear it on the other shore.
Lonesome train, I hear you moaning. You're a long sleek Pullman's black from top to frame.
Your engineerman wears a black tuxedo, and he pulls no special coach for wealth or fame. Have you seen your undertaker lately? Have you got a reservation over there? Have you checked your holy catalog for fashions to see what best dressed angels wear this year?
Lonesome train, I hear you moaning. Your long sleek Pullman's black from top to frame.
Your engineerman wears a black tuxedo, and he pulls no special coach for wealth or fame.
Lonesome train.
Well, well,
you know I love you, baby, please don't go.
Well, well,
you know I love you, baby, please don't go.
Sure, I can.
You know I love you, running child, and nothing I wouldn't do if you were down. You know I love you, baby, please don't go.
Sure,
you know I want you, baby, by my side.
Well,
you know I want you, baby, by my side.
Sure, I can.
Their first record, The Olympics on Demon. Great, classic. I mean, must have. Great.
Great.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, don't you agree?
That's pretty good.
The other side is Western movies. It's funny, but I like this side much more.
Western movies.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Western movies, but yeah. I like this record.
Well, then. Nothing about this record? No stories to tell?
Well, sorry, I could tell you something. What have I got to tell? Demon, California band. I mean, yeah, you know that, don't you?
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Well, I got something. This is Oh My Records. That's the label name anyway.
This is a funny label name. Yeah. Oh, my.
I don't know anything about this either. I have no stories to tell about this, except for I found it, and I'm happy that I have.
Eddie Carl
it's, and the... Eddie Carl and the Emblems.
And the Emblems.
Mm-hmm. Little Willy Wampum.
Where's that from? Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
Interesting. Forgot what it sounds like. I think it's a good record.
Let's try it out. Let's see what happens. Let's find out. See what you think.
Stop your stomping on those little girls' hearts. Little Willy Wampum, you better stop your stomping on those little girls' hearts. Cause after they've cried, no other guy can ever, ever play your part. Little Willy Wampum, you better stop your stomping on those little girls' hearts. Yeah, little Willy Wampum, will you let us tell you something that you may not know? Little Willy Wampum, will you let us tell you something that you may not know? We're getting mad and you're gonna be had if you don't take it a little bit slow. Little Willy Wampum, will you let us tell you something that's has gotta go. Let us tell you something you haven't got a friend.
That's an interesting record. What is it? Can we call this a pre-garage? I don't know. It's interesting. I got something. Listen to this. A whiny teenager. How about that?
He loved Jenny Lou, and I did too. Her lips were red and her eyes were also blue. She was paradise, everything to me. I possessed the world, for she was the key. He loved Jenny Lou and I did too. Far away, far away, far away, far away. He loved Jenny Lou and I. Himself, my friend, tried to steal my Jenny Lou. Friendship was no more, it had turned to hate. Should I kill this fool? Was his love as great? He loved Jenny Lou and I did too. Far away. As he kissed my Jenny Lou, as my temper grew, I did shoot him down. Said goodbye to her, for I am prison bound. He loved Jenny Lou and I did too. Far away. Far away, far away, far away.
This world is a sad place.
Tragic.
Yeah, this was a bit over the top, I think, but it's I like it. That was Ron Lee and the Low Notes, and they were really low down. On a label called Keyson Recording, which looks funny. I don't know. Maybe we use this as a label shot today. Look at that. This is kind of funny.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. A little heart. It should be a broken heart with a song like that.
Yes, it should be. Far away. Interesting. So, yeah, but being also sad now, because this world actually sucks pretty bad.
World, if you weren't depressed yet, you're about to be.
Yes.
After this song you played and the song I'm about to play, because I figured if you're going to do whiny teenage death kind of songs.
Then this next one is the classic. You know this.
Waylon Chandler, Cold, Cold Gray.
Of course. Are you really going to play it?
We're going to play.
Okay.
Restless heart, oh, made of clay. Face the part. I know he will find when you go peace of mind, for then you'll be no more slave, you'll lie at rest in a cold, cold. Thank you.
Yeah, the cold, cold grave was too cold for me. I had to play something with fire. And what I did find was what would fit better at this point would be something about Wildfires. I didn't have such a thing. But I had Crossfire by, and now, of course, you might know this, but it's Johnny and the Hurricanes. The Red River Rock, Johnny and the Hurricanes. A band that I wanted to see dead all of my life until I found this record. That's actually, the other side's called Lazy. I didn't know they made a good recording. That's good, but this is one of them. So yes, Johnny and the Hurricanes, really.
Who was playing guitar?
I don't know. Johnny? Probably, I have no idea. I know nothing about this band. All I know is that they did Red River Rock and they ought to die for that.
Okay. Well, with all the fires going on, it's something actually kind of traumatizing for the world.
It's pretty bad right now. Yeah. I mean, there was Australia, Siberia, the Amazon, Alaska, US West Coast. I mean, will there be any trees left? I mean, this is really bad.
It's
and you
sad.
Don't want to be in a wildfire right now. And then the fire you are in is going to be not a cold, cold grave. It's going to be a pretty hot grave.
We have I have a lot of friends also on the coast. California, Oregon, yeah. Washington, and I got some messages from people in Minneapolis also getting smoke warnings and stuff. So, yeah, just big hugs to everyone out there, all the animals, all the hard workers. I hope this is somehow over soon in some way or another.
The one thing that's there's nothing good about it, but the one thing that's positive is that, you know, people are still denying climate change and things like this doesn't exist.
It's not wildfires, it's climate fires.
Yes, it's climate fires. And these things used to normally happen in places where our media coverage wouldn't reach. So now that it's right in your face, please think about it, you know.
Yeah, so I thought I'd have a couple Lumberjack songs for you. Just because I was going to play it and we thought about the wildfires, so I don't know.
Don't lumberjacks, I think they're also, the firemen also, they always cut little lines into the forest so
they try to help to prevent, I think, these things a lot of times. I mean,
which didn't work in this case, but maybe Hawkshaw Hawkins would be a good one.
Yeah, so we're going to have Hawkshaw Hawkins, Big Red Benson on Columbia.
Big Red Benson. He's going to save some big red trees.
Well, a big red Benson was his name. Cutting trees, he won his fame. There never was a tree that towered in the sky
that big red Benson wouldn't give a try.
Ooh. Ooh. He had an axe as wide as a wheel, a back like a mule, arms that steel. Nothing but a man, he stood 6'8". Come time to reach, you couldn't fill his place. In the log camp, his name was Lead. Everybody knew about Big Red Benson. He would cut 30 trees in a row. And away he'd work, come a rain, shine, or snow. Big Red Benson was his name. For cutting trees, he won his fame. There never was a tree that tired in the sky
but Big Red Benson wouldn't give a try.
Big Red Benson never took a wife. Cutting big trees, what Big Red's life. He didn't have time for women or fun. He had to be up in the morning with the sun. Now Big Red's gone, but his name lives on. Every morning along about dawn, everybody thinks of how he used to call and the way he cut the big trees to watch them fall. Big Red Benson was his name. Cutting trees, he won his fame. There never was a tree that tired in the sky
but Big Red Benson wouldn't give a try.
Be my heartbeat. I love you, baby. I
Yeah, sorry. Probably you expected something with wood and timber and trees, but I couldn't find anything.
Oh,
so
heartbeat.
I just thought the only thing that matches the other record is the label. These two were in Columbia. Of course, that was the Collins Kids' Heartbeat.
It's a Columbia show so far. We have three Columbia records.
Did we? I don't know. I didn't even pay attention. The other side's Party. I hate that version of Party. It's horrible.
He doesn't like the party in general.
Yes, I'm antisocial. I hate parties.
So it's perfect.
Yes.
He would hate a song called Party as well.
Exactly. Death is what I like.
I like funerals and...
Yes. No.
No.
You got
I'm staying on the track with my other lumberjack style song, I guess.
What?
It's on Seco label. This is Deep River Boys featuring Harry Douglas. Timber's Gotta Roll.
It's a this record's a bit over the top. It's a very
kind of like Cold Gray was also over the top.
Yes, but this one is as far as I remember it, it was very, very orchestral, vocal, crazy. But listen.
Though. It still has a minor key thing.
It does.
So that's beats everything else.
Go for it.
Swinging across the sky, back up new. I don't wanna die. Oh. Georgia Mule, he's always smarter than me. He don't get to dreaming at the women, you see. There's only one thing he don't know. You'd die quicker if he moved you slow. Hauling timber, timber. The sun goes down, oh, the sun goes down. All that timber's got a roll. Oh, I have a little sweetheart with her eye on me. Mule, I see her fixing for to marry me. If I can love that woman of mine, I'll live longer than a Georgia pine. All in timber, timber. Before the sun goes down, or the sun goes down, or the sun goes down, all that timber's gotta roll. Oh, I learned a lesson from this mule of mine. Got to take it easy when you haul and pine. Most every day's a long, long haul. One day you ain't gonna move at all. Haul it timber.
Speed to burn. Fast on the straightaways, sharp on the turn. Steep hill, sharp curve. I take them in my stride. A lead-footed chauffeur on a wild night ride. Tires scream, tires burn. I race around the curve. Gotta see my baby, gotta see my girl. Oh, black night's calling me. Black night's telling me.
my blues makes me feel like a king. Roll on, big wheel, I'm in another world. Take me to my baby, take me to my girl. Oh, black night's calling me. Black night.
How dramatic that was.
Black Knight.
Black Knight. That was Tommy Angel on Nasco. Found that somewhere, not expensive. Interesting. It's not bad. The other side, Honeybee, I Love You. I think that's it.
Honeybee.
Honeybee. We haven't played a Honeybee record for quite a while.
Actually, yeah, that's true.
And you won't today. Do you still have some
more? Yeah, I still have two left.
Okay, then maybe that's your time.
Well, for now, since we're on the hot rod or race car or motorcycle theme, I'm pulling out an interesting one that yes. I got. I like it, but man, is the effects crazy.
It's
Phantom
really...
Wheels by Scooter Gill.
Scooter Gill.
And the accents.
And the accents.
On River Records.
And now here comes the... what does it say on the label?
What does it say, actually?
Twin exhaust sound effects. I mean,
that needs some echo, huh?
It still every doesn't time. Work every time. Time. Twin exhaust sound effects. And just as loud as this, as you just heard it, this record is destroyed. It just consists of sound effects. You don't hear the music.
It reminds me of movies these days. Actually, for the last few years, I've noticed. Music is so loud,
yeah.
You can't, it's like the people are talking, but the music is so loud, you can't hear what this guy is.
What happened
like
this to
the
cinematographic, what do you call those sound guys who work for television and cinema? All you hear is horrible loud background noises and you don't hear what the people are talking. That's a new thing.
So this is just a warning.
This is just a warning, but they started this. They started that crap already in 59.
Twin exhaust sound effects, warning.
So if you can stand that, listeners. And after this, we're going to play your record. That is very interesting. As I said, this was on the River label. And
just discovered because I pulled out, oh wait, I also have Phantom Rider instead of Phantom Wheels by Ernie Chafin. And it's also on River Records.
I think it's another River label.
One's yellow, one's orange. But
they look kind of similar, but they're different labels.
Different fonts and different, yeah.
So we play you
Phantom
Wheels on River Records, and then we're going to play you Phantom Rider on River Records. And these are completely different records. And I do think that the Ernie Chafin record is much better.
Yeah.
Out on the cold, cold highway, there in the windy night, you can hear the roar of his motor as his black car jumps from sight. His sweetheart lies behind him, her lifeblood on the floor. Her last deed was to warn him her heart would beat no more. They laid a trap to get him at Johnny River's place. They knew he'd come to see her when the moon was high in space. Close to her heart, a gun was strapped with a trigger on her hand. The shot would take her life if she tried to warn her man. The blast of the gun surprised him. He turned and sped in the night, not knowing his love lay dying. He drove with all his might. And then on the air he heard it, like a cornered wolf he'd fight. His blood ran hot within him as he turned again that night. He rode with his motor straining, his right foot on the floor. He cursed and felt for his pistol as he pulled up to the door. They shot him down on the highway, his pistol by his side. A tear rolled down his handsome face as he called her name and died. And now on a cold and windy night, when the river's place is bare, you can hear him gun his motor as he rides to meet her there.
I mean, so, sorry. This could have been such a great record. This is your beautiful song. Everything sounds fantastic. But who came up with the idea to destroy it with those, what does it say, double twin exhaust?
I think half a single would have been fine.
This is, yeah, really sad. But actually, it would have been a good record.
It's still a good record, just, yeah. No,
it's completely destroyed.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Let's listen to the other Phantom record on River Records.
Phantom Rider, Phantom Rider. Cold, cold highway, there in the windy night. You can hear the roar of his motor as his black car jumps from side.
Phantom Rider, Phantom Rider.
His sweetheart lies behind him, her lifeblood on the floor. Her last need was to warn him, her heart will beat no more.
Beat no more.
Trap to get him at Johnny River's place. They knew he'd come to see her when the moon was high in space.
Phantom Rider, Phantom Rider.
They strapped a gun to her bosom with the trigger on her hand. The shot would pierce her heart if she tried to warn her man.
Warn her man.
The blast of the gun surprised him. He turned and sped in the night. Not knowing his love lay dying, he drove with all his might.
Phantom Rider, Phantom Rider.
And then on the air he heard it, like a cornered wolf he'd fight. His blood ran hot within him as he turned again that night.
Turned that night, turned that night.
With motor straining, his right foot to the floor. He cursed and fell for his pistol as he pulled up to the door.
Phantom Rider, Phantom Rider.
They shot him down on the highway, his pistol by his side. A tear rolled down his handsome face as he called her name and died.
Called her name.
Cold and windy night, when the river's place is bare, you can hear him gun his motor as he rides to meet her there.
Meet her there, Phantom Rider. Meet her there, Phantom Rider. Meet her there, Phantom Rider. Meet her there.
Wow. We are currently fascinated right now.
Huh.
But somehow we didn't listen to this double twin exhaust record often enough to actually notice that this is pretty much the same song as the song we just heard by Ernie Chaffin and Phantom Rider. Fascinating. Same label name, different label. Phantom Rider, Phantom Wheels. I think these were pretty much the same songs.
I think so too.
They just
somehow
sound completely different. This one sounded cute, like this typical Ernie Chaffin.
The choir was a little
pokey in my ear, but
yeah, it was kind of like the
an interesting record. I really like that. I really like Ernie Chaffin's Phantom Rider.
I'm just flabbergasted.
She's
at the moment.
Flabbergasted. Can you believe it?
I had these two records. Never knew that they were same record.
Yeah, yeah, I knew Phantom Rider, but I forgot Phantom Wheels because I'd stopped listening after the third motorcycle.
The motorcycle. Yeah. So, okay, back to the show.
We are still on the street here, are we?
Yeah, I figure I'd throw this one in there because I'm not sure of another chance I get to play it because I think it's just cute and it's short and
you can
sweet.
Play whenever you want.
T. Texas Tyler.
Yes.
On Decca Label. This is what is a Hot Rod Rag. Yeah.
Hot Rod Rag.
Some folks like a car that's long and big. Boy, give me one with lots of dig. Maybe little, but it's something to know. When you kick it, gas is gonna blow and go. Cause it's a hot rod. Dig, 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 my little hot rod. Well, it's got two pots, got its head milled down. It's the hottest rig around this here town. You can count out, it's got plenty of sap. Just shift it back to low and listen to it rap. It's a hot rod. Dig, 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 my little hot rod. Got a 29 chassis, 53 block, ain't got much body, got a lot of sock. Ain't got no fenders, ain't got no hood, wouldn't swap it for a Packard even if I could. It's a hot rod, dig, 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 my little hot rod. Well, it's got four stacks and they're all straight, two for each fold, calls four and four is eight. You can stab it hard until it squeals, burn them skins right off of the wheels. It's a hot rod, dig, 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 my little hot rod. Now my little story I have relayed about my hopped up outfit that's a fork at eight. Pleased to make matching when I meet a chick. My little jewel helps me to do the trick. It's a hot rod. Dig, 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 my little hot rod. Now listen here, you guys who are just too slow. Your hot rod will help you get the gals to go. You just say, baby, how about a date? Watch them tomatoes pile in that crate. It's a hot rod. Dig, 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 my little hot rod.
So, baby, please don't go.
Idea who Troy's Key is, but he did a good version of Baby Please Don't Go on Warner Brothers. It's probably the only record I have that's on Warner Brothers. Interesting. Troy's Key, Baby Please Don't Go.
Troy's Key.
Yes, what did you understand?
Troy's Key.
Troy's Key, what? It sounds Russian.
It sounds like Polish. It's Troy's
Troy?
Ski. K-E-Y.
K-E-Y. K-E-Y. I was like,
yeah. Troy. Ski. That's what I understood.
Oh, no. It is not.
That's interesting how things can get misunderstood.
We're eating grandma. Punctuation. Punctuation saves life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going for another Decca.
Yes.
Because
we're very major label-y today.
Yeah, major label-y. This is a record that Mammals always hated until I made and listened to it the whole way through. I like it because it has two of my favorite like versions of music put together.
Yes.
And it's just, it's really silly, but I love it.
Wait, I want to introduce it this way. That's a song that everybody knows, and it's on Decca, huge hit back then. And I heard it, and I always thought, oh, don't just get on my nerves, and always put it away after 20 seconds. I thought, I can't listen to this. It's horrible. Until eventually, Scuba, I think, played it to me like for longer than half a minute.
And it's cringing.
It's Alligator Come Across by Arlie Duff. I think he was a teacher.
Yeah. And actually, we just came back from Bearable's hometown, where there has been a sighting of an alligator.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. There is
so
this,
it's perfect.
My hometown is not far away from here. It's like an hour south. And I guess you know already that here in Central Europe, we don't have alligators anywhere.
Except for the zoos. Or...
Exactly, for the zoos. But there were three fishermen, and I'm pretty sure they were drunk, who said they've seen an alligator in the local river. And it's been all over the news.
Hot news.
I think it was just more of like a summer, like we have no good news for the news to tell. So we just make up something. Somebody sighted an alligator, and it was
is
a
that
big
good
thing.
News.
I think it's funny. All species are becoming extinct, and finally, they're coming. More species coming
more
to us.
Brings more tourists.
Yes,
to go searching for the alligator. Yeah, so...
Yeah. Speaking of alligators, after that alligator record, I'm going to play you a record on the Gator label.
It's a really cute label.
It is.
So, here we go. Arlie Duff.
Alligator is a gal who lives in my hometown. We call her Alligator 'cause she creeps around. She walks down the street with a swing and sway. The boys all whistle, you can hear them say, Alligator, come across, give me one more chance. Let me take you dancing to a country dance. Or maybe we can take in a picture show. But all she ever says is no, no, no. One day a stranger came to my hometown. He wore a big long coat that nearly drug the ground. He was a real hip cat and was really gone. And this is the way he sang this song. Well, 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 alligator, come across, let's cut out tonight. I'll show you a round one in the latest style. I'll take you out to dancing to the rock and roll. All you gotta do is holler, go, cat, go! But I knew she was headed for a great big fall. I knew someday she would hear him say, see you later, alligator, I'll be on my way. Alligator, come across, leave that cat alone, 'cause I'll be here when he's gone, gone, gone. And there'll come a time, and this I know, you'll be asking which way did he go, go, go.
Old teacher Arlie's teaching you to do the rock and roll.
Look at old Willie, old Willie run, faster than a bullet from a gun. You better run, you better run. Look at him run. Willie, here comes a Billy. and you better run, you better run. Now Willie met Lily at a country dance. Your boyfriend Billy didn't stand a chance. Willie was known for stealing chicks, but Billy gonna give his head a fix. And you better run, you better run. Soon, look at him run. Willie, here comes a Billy. And you better run, you better run. Good old Willie run, faster than a bullet from a gun. You better run, you better run. Zoom, look at him run. Willie, here comes a Billy. And you better run, you better run.
That's such a special sounding record. Can we call this like a proto-garage thing? Randy Hopps, You Better Run on the cute looking Gator label. That's how I imagine the alligator in my river.
Yeah.
It's kind of a ugly cute drawing on here. It's not an incredibly rare record. I've also heard this on a compilation a million years ago, and I always thought, man, what is this? This harmonica, and this is just such a great primitive recording. And yeah, I got myself a copy and I'm mighty happy.
It's cute. It's really good. Jealous.
Love that a lot.
I love it a lot.
And that, yeah.
We were talking about honeybees, so I decided to, why not pull out one of my last, I think, honeybee. I have one more.
Yes. We love animals, by the way.
Yes, we do.
What is that you didn't play on Honeybee yet?
Bill Carter, Jailerman.
We didn't play Jailerman yet?
No, I played a different Bill Carter.
Okay.
We haven't had a Bill Carter for a while, so.
I can't catch up with things we played before, and if not, the thing is, does it even matter? We can't play things twice, can we? I don't know.
I'm sure it will happen in the future. Because <Yeah. laughs> we're going to start running out of this stuff. And but yeah, so here we go. This is a cute little pink honeybee label.
Jailer man with the big long key. Jailer man, don't turn your back on me. Well, I walked till I can't walk no more. Up and down this jailhouse floor. Talk to myself till I'm out of my head. I just don't like your feather bed.
Jailer man with the big long key.
Just can't cook like my little girl.
Jailer man with the big long key. Jailer man, don't turn your back on me. Unlock the door with your big long key.
I know my gal is needing me. Getting so tired of looking through these bars. Every night just counting the stars.
Gentleman, gentleman, gentleman with the big long key.
So, Scaba, you play a jail story from Bill Carter. I play a jail story from Bill Carter, too.
When they locked those prison doors, my baby said she'd wait. The guards were a-betting 5-1, I'd try to hop that prey. So they put me in that cotton patch just outside the wall. All was a-hoping I'd break and run when I heard that old southbound squall. I'm just 2 miles from the prison wall. I hear them hounds a-crying. But I'll never see that old cell again, or them shot 4 times and dying. A-laying in this railroad drain, how long can freedom last? See that train a-going overhead, like my life it's a-going fast. Chopping in that cotton patch, each day that train went by. To catch that freight was my only dream, and today I just had to try. I'm just 2 miles from the prison wall, I hear them hounds a-crying. But I'll never see that old cell again, cause I'm shot 4 times and dying. A month ago they gave the guard a brand new shiny gun. Said he'd like to try it out and wished I'd break and run. While he laughed I grabbed some dirt and threw it in his eyes. I didn't even know if I could run 2 miles, but now I knew I had to try. I'm just 2 miles from the prison wall and I hear them hounds a-crying. But I'll never see that old cell again, cause I'm shot 4 times and dying.
Bill Carter, I think that's the classic that everybody remembers, isn't it? Shot 4 times and dying. I think it came out on another label too. This was the MGM pressing. Didn't sound so good. Didn't sound as good as I remember it.
Yeah, I have the other one.
What did it come out?
I forgot. Label?
Doesn't matter.
I can't
you
think
know
right
that.
Now, but yeah, it's a. I think mine sounds better.
It sure does. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that I didn't play this on the... We have weird records here. The next record you play is on the thinnest vinyl I've ever seen.
Yeah, I just picked it up and I don't know. It's like paper. I was like, is this really a record? But yeah, it is.
But it's funny.
Colony Records is the label. Sick, sick, sick.
Sick, sick, sick.
The Terry record, Corrine.
Yes, and her boyfriends.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you play a record called 666, you see we're pretty good at answering each other here.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a record called 6662. Yeah, it's not a good one, but I have to play it.
And we're just kind of sick of everything that's going on.
We're sick of everything.
Here. Sick of it all. 666. So here we go. 666.
You and your boyfriends sets. Here.
Sick, honey, you're sick. Very sick, sick, sick. But I love you. Ill, extremely ill, incurably ill. But I love you. Who else but you would put whipped cream on a steak? Who else but you takes me walking on the bottom of the lake? Who else?
Well, I put whipped cream on my steak.
What could I put on my leg?
Ever since we said goodbye, I sit alone and cry and feel like I could die. I'm sick, sick, sick. Oh, baby, can't you see I'm in such misery when you're not near to me? I'm sick, sick, sick. I need your loving, need it real bad. I need you, baby, without you I go mad. Every night I wait for you alone and feeling blue. I don't know what to do. I'm sick, sick, sick. Ever since we said goodbye, I sit alone and cry and feel like I could die. I'm sick, sick, sick. Oh, baby, can't you see I'm in such misery when you're not near to me? I'm sick, sick, sick. I need your loving, need it real bad. I need you, baby, without you I go mad. Every night I wait for you alone and feeling blue. I don't know what to do. I'm sick, sick, sick. Sit alone and cry and feel like I could die. I'm sick, sick, sick. Whoa, baby, can't you see I'm in such misery when you're not near to me? I'm sick, sick, sick. I need your loving, need it real bad. I need you, baby, without you I go mad. Every night I wait for you alone and feeling blue. I don't know what to do. I'm sick, sick, sick.
Yeah. Usually we end the show with something stupid. Yeah. Sick, sick, sick. We can't,
we start the show with something stupid. In the middle, we play something stupid. And at the end, we play something stupid.
Maybe that's because
we're stupid. Whipped cream on my steak.
No, not this time. The show is over. That was it. We didn't even announce who that was. Golly Gosh OG.
Oh, yeah.
Did we say that? I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm Highfalutin Mama.
That's right. And oh, yeah, I have something else to tell.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny because I don't know how we could ever not hear about this. I guess I told you before that my DJ name is Mighty Mishka, but my real name is completely different. And the name that people call me with, my nickname is completely different too. And it's my nickname is Bärbel, which is a German female name. And I would think that's a long story why that is. I was 13 years old and guys were being stupid and it was funny. I thought that I'm definitely the only guy in the world named Bärbel, because that's definitely like an old school German women's name. And then somehow on the internet we found a DJ in Berlin who has pretty much my taste. He has a lot of popcorn, rockabilly, R&B records, also comes from the punk background, yeah. Plays in venues that are very familiar, that I've been to and everything. And his name is Bärbel, like seriously. So in case you're listening to this show and you wonder, oh yeah, that's Bärbel from Berlin who does another show. No, no, no. There are two guys playing similar music. They're both called Bärbel. That is funny. That fascinates me so much. We never met. I never heard about him. I asked other people. Yeah, of course, Bärbel from Berlin. Like, didn't you know him? sorry, I didn't. But that's great coincidence. And I think next time I'm going to Berlin, it's just 2 hours from here. So it's not like Berlin is so far away. So yeah, very, very, very funny how things, how small this world is.
Yes.
And yeah, I told you we end the show. We could play this on another record. We have two copies of that. Actually, we play the less valuable one, but what does it even matter? That's a classic, not a silly one for this show. You all know Broken Heart, the Moonlighters. Absolute monster, fantastic guitar, just great. And first pressing was on Tara.
Which
Scabba has, but I just thought, before you play it, I play it on Josie. That's the easier to get.
And this is how I'm feeling, because this is the end of the show. And that's how I always feel at the end of the show.
With a broken heart. We say goodbye to the next show.
Adios.
Adios.
you leave if I cry? I am sorry I told you a lie. For if you ever leave me, I would be left alone to die. Broken heart, I have gone and I've broken your heart. Broken heart in so many parts, oh my love. You know that I care, and I need your loving so. For you know that I love you, and I'll never let you go. Broken heart, I have gone and I've broken your heart.
It sounds good every time I hear it. This song, Can't Be Destroyed.
Woo!
Goodbye.